Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Easter Sunday, April 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. officials have claimed that Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media last week. The first batch of documents, dated March 1st and stamped with secret and top secret markings, started circulating last week on Twitter, Telegram, and other internet forums. On Friday, another batch of documents emerged that appeared to detail U.S. national security secrets involving areas such as Ukraine, the Middle East, and China, according to reports from Reuters. The U.S. Department of Justice said on Friday it was in contact with the Department of Defense and has launched an investigation into the leak. While most Ukrainian refugees in Poland plan to celebrate Easter with their compatriots, some plan to spend the holiday with Poles, reflecting what experts say are deepening ties between the two neighboring nations. A recent study entitled War Refugees from Ukraine, Easter in Poland, reported that three-quarters of Ukrainian refugees residing in Poland are planning to stay in Poland during Easter, and almost half of them will spend this time together with their families who are also in Poland. The survey also found that 20% of war refugees in Poland said they would observe Easter according to the Western calendar on April 9th, while 36% said they plan to celebrate Easter according to the Eastern calendar on April 16th. Another 23% said they would celebrate based on both calendars, reflecting an ongoing debate in Ukraine about abandoning the Eastern calendar, a choice the Orthodox Church of Ukraine allowed its parishioners after Russia invaded the country. Poland leads the rankings of countries Ukrainians feel the most sympathy towards, according to a recent survey conducted by the Ukrainian Zumkov Center. When asked about their attitude towards other countries, some 94% of respondents expressed a positive attitude towards Poland, followed by Great Britain and Lithuania, with 91% responding positively, and Latvia, Estonia, and Canada, with 90%. On the other end of the spectrum, 94% of Ukrainians expressed a negative attitude towards Russia, followed by Belarus at 81%, Iran at 73.5%, China at 60%, and Hungary at 46.5%. The same study showed that among foreign leaders, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Polish President Andrzej Duda, and U.S. President Joe Biden garnered the most sympathy among Ukrainians. Police officers and local officials are urging pedestrians to exercise additional caution and motorists to drive more carefully as the second day of the police action Święta gets underway on roads across Pomerania. Police officials reported nearly 100 collisions, 4 accidents, 5 injuries, and 10 drunk drivers in Pomerania yesterday, the first official day of the holiday police action. Deputy Commissioner Karina Kaminska from the Provincial Police Headquarters in Gdańsk issued a direct appeal to drivers to exercise more caution behind the wheel, urging drivers to control their speed, stay focused and sober while driving, and pay close attention to traffic conditions, road signs, and pedestrians. Additional patrols, including the use of drones and unmarked police cars, can be expected on the entrance and exit roads of cities across Pomerania, but also in places where the largest number of accidents typically occur. The police action Święta will last until tomorrow, April 10th.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will continue to climb this week, with a daytime high today of 8 degrees centigrade or 46 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Somewhat warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain showers later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and happy Easter.